Radio.
Hello.
Hi, everybody. This is John, and welcome to another Dayglow edition of the Bang Radio Hour Retro Minicast. That's right, more summer reruns, and I do have some good news. Tom and I will be recording episode number 327 on July the 4th, so it will likely be out next Friday, maybe even before. Who knows, but hooray for that. All right, I want everybody to first off go over to NFL Addiction, which is a large Facebook group with close to 20,000 members. There's lots of good football discussion over there. They've got contests going on. They've got auctions going on. They've got all sorts of good stuff going on. It's interesting. Granted, right now it's June and July, so, you know, sometimes the discussion is a bit silly, but as the season gets closer, I'm sure that it will heat up quite nicely. We're actually going to run the Bang Radio Hour annual Pick'em game in conjunction with that group, so we'll have a good-sized group of people in there, and we'll have a nice prize this year courtesy of Kelly Burke, an artist from Wisconsin who does some beautiful work. So look him up on Facebook. That's Kelly Burke with an E at the end of his name, B-U-R-K-E. All right. So according to the poll results for this week's episode, every week I put a poll up on Twitter asking people what it is that they'd like to hear in the show. Overwhelmingly, folks wanted to hear three things most of all. First, the awesome epic rant by Detroit radio guy Mike Valenti after the Michigan State Spartans lost to Notre Dame in, 2005 or 6. It was early when we were doing it, way early in this show. But it is still the most epic rant that's ever been on radio. It's wonderful. It's beautiful. It's hilariously funny. So I've got that for you coming up. And I've got the most ridiculous story of television weatherman Al Roker shitting his pants in the White House. And to start it all off, we've got this poor, pathetic Giants fan lamenting his team getting booted from the playoffs by the Philadelphia Eagles in 2009.
I don't know how many people have seen this yet or not. It didn't really make the rounds as big as it should have out there on the internet land, but
I'm
this
shocked.
Is ridiculous.
But I
this
guess you don't really need to hear it. It's still just as funny, right? I
mean, you don't need to see it.
You don't need to see it.
Right, believe me, if you see it, you're going to end up feeling real bad. This guy just, Jeez.
It's better to listen to it.
It's pathetic, man.
So this is this fat kid. He's a Giants fan, and he's at this party, man. And
he's not a kid.
Well, he's a young guy.
He's at least 25 years old.
You think so?
Yes.
All right. Well, the Giants had just lost to the Eagles in the playoffs, and somebody put a camcorder on this guy, and he's balling. Listen to this.
Best rival who goes to the
Pittsburgh.
We were the best team in the NFL.
Pittsburgh is great.
I don't give a fuck if Tennessee and Pittsburgh were better than us. We were the best team in the NFL, and we fucking did prove it that day, and now we're out of the complete.
I
won the Super Bowl trophy. We're not going to get it this year, even though we deserved it.
This is, where is the tall building when the ledge when you need it? Just send him outside.
Right. The guy's drunk. He's got to be drunk.
If you want to see this guy, you can go to YouTube and type in Giants fan shambles, and you'll get him. And he is in shambles. And he is. He's about 25 years old, and there's this girl right behind his head pointing at her crotch going, pussy, pussy.
We went into Pittsburgh. We went into Pittsburgh and we fucking beat their asses in Pittsburgh. We went into Arizona. Yes, we did. We fucking beat their asses. Yes, we did. And we fucking beat Arizona to a bloody pulp. And we go in plans and we lose to the fucking Eagles, man. Come on.
I mean, come on, Tom.
We lost to the Eagles?
Come on!
Kidding me.
I mean, come on, man! Come on! Call him commissioner, man! Come on, dude! What's the matter? What the fuck? This is fucked up, man! The fucking Eagles!
I give a fuck,
you.
Man! This team is my life! This team is why I live! And we're fucking.
No! I get the fucking tattoo! What's your fucking tattoo? I'm leaving your hand! I was
like, God,
you don't see me fucking trying to walk!
The bitch trying to reason with him, I don't get what she's talking about at all. She's not helping.
There's one of those in every crowd. The one that's just the drama queen that thinks she's Dr. Phil.
Right.
You know? And she just has to be able to get to the bottom of it. Dude, this goes on interminably long. Do you have the guy at the end that fucking solves this dude's problem?
You sit around here talking about something like you Dr. Phil.
Right.
Right. It's totally out of control, Tom. The guy's out of control.
How are you out of control?
Bubba, please.
Right.
Oh, man.
Right. You got to keep that one handy. Somebody wrote us a note about that one.
Here we come.
Are they crying about that last year? Probably not.
Shut the fuck up, you motherfucker!
There he is.
It's a fucking game! Fuck! Fuck! Shut up! No. What the fuck is wrong with you?
The girl's laughing, but when he starts, when that guy starts screaming at him, all he does, he just curls up in a ball and starts crying. Man.
I know, he's a girl. Dude, if that was my girlfriend acting like that, I would be like, Jesus, what's the matter with you? That guy that shows up and screams at him is like 60 seconds too late. He should have been there a minute ago. As soon as the guy started, he should have smacked him in the back of the head. What the hell's the matter with you?
My God, that is so funny, man.
Dude, you see why I say Giants fans are subhuman? Look at that guy. Get a hold of yourself. What's the matter with you? You lost to the Eagles.
We're losing to the fucking Eagles, man. Come on.
Come on. I mean, come on, Tom. Come on.
This team is my life. This team is where I live.
Come on!
Come on! Shut the fuck up, you motherfucker! Fuck! Shut up! Come on!
Man, our big wide receiver shot himself in the leg. I mean, come on!
Come on!
Everybody, what the hell's going on? This is Zach Wild from Black Label Society and the Ozzy Osbourne Band. I'm all doing a hang, throwing back some cold ones, listening to John and Tom on the Bang Radio Hour.
Al Roker, John. He was on Dateline. He told this story. John, he shit his pants in the White House.
You know, you gotta wonder just what makes a person tell this story to anyone. Unless I'm like really drunk at a party and I go, hey man, guess what I did? I shit my pants in the White House.
Wait a minute. I'm national television, prime time. It's Dateline. Let me tell the story now.
Oh, my God.
Oh, so here he is.
Barbara Walters asked him, if you could shit your pants anywhere, where would it be?
I probably went off and ate something I wasn't supposed to. And as I'm
Wait a minute. He ate something he wasn't supposed to? What are they serving at the White House? Well,
it was the decorative soaps in the bathroom, Tom. They looked like candy. He couldn't help himself. He figured, I haven't had lunch, and they sure look like Swiss chocolates to me. We've got a warm front moving in from the south. Oh, shit.
Right.
As usual. Oh, excuse me. As usual, man, we go right for the worst possible jokes we can find.
I probably went off and ate something I wasn't supposed to. And as I'm walking to the press room, I think I got to, pass a little gas here. So I'm walking by myself. Who's going to know? Only a little something extra came out.
Ah, he sharted.
I was panicking. So I got to the restroom of the press room, threw out the underwear. And just went commando. It told me that commando. I've got to be very vigilant as to what I eat.
I've got to be vigilant? I've got to be vigilant as to what I eat?
I pooped my pants.
You pooped your pants?
You might pooch.
Oh.
In the White House. Sir, what are you doing in the bathroom? Secret Service at the door. Oh. They go busting in and come out with his shitty underwear. We have secured the package. Clear the way. Wrestled to the floor. Woo. For bringing a biological weapon into the freaking White House. Michelle Obama came out of the bathroom. Consuela, come here.
Yes, Miss Obama.
You've got to be shitting me.
She probably opened the door. Barack,
what the hell did you do in here?
Right, these are huge. God, I can't believe it. What if he caused an international incident? What if somebody thought, like, the Russian delegation left a shitty pair of pants in the bathroom? It's an international insult, Tom. Missiles are poised at the brink.
Dirty Yankee.
Oh, hell, it's giving me a headache. That's so funny.
That is hilarious. Absolutely hilarious.
Al Roker pooped his pants.
Man.
In the White House.
Yeah, of all places to have that accident.
Shitstorm rolling in tonight, Tom's going to be coming in from the south.
I love the fact that he's got to be vigilant about what he eats.
Are you kidding? He's going to pass a little gas. Who's going to know? You're in the White House, dude. As soon as the methane comes out, all the sensors pick it up and you're targeted by lasers.
Bang Radio.
Speaking of Notre Dame winning every week, that leads me to this next point.
Okay.
There is a sports radio station in Detroit. City that loves us so much.
Yes, the city that loves us so much.
WXYT 1270.
Come to Detroit. Have your car torched.
You know, they're one of those stations. They carry a lot of different, like they have Mike and Mike in the morning.
Right.
But their midday show from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. is local.
Have you heard their bumpers that they have? Hey, if your radio hasn't been stolen out of your car, turn us in. Hey, if you haven't been clubbed over your head and taken your walk, man, tune us in.
Well, this midday host, Mike Valenti, all right, apparently is this just giant Michigan State fan.
Okay.
You know, and he covers Michigan State up there. You know, they played that game against Notre Dame where they had the big lead
right.
in the fourth quarter and they blew it.
And they blew it.
And, oh, my God, this guy, John, I'm just going to have to play the clips. I got three clips. Okay. I had this whole rant. That he goes on, he starts losing his voice and everything, but he went on for 13 minutes. I just pulled three clips of it, and here's the first one, and he's going to tell you that you got to blame the quarterback for half of the choke job, just for half of it. Listen to this.
Everybody wants to know, what does Mikey V think? Whoa.
Everybody wants to know what he thinks, he's saying.
Oh, yeah.
Mike Valenti.
Frankly, Tom, I'm glad you have this clip because I haven't been able to sleep at night wondering what in the hell he had to think about this.
Well, let's see.
Well, Mike must be real upset. Yeah. No, really? I'm absolutely furious. It's a 50-50 split on blame. 50% of it goes to my boy, Drew Stanton. I love Drew, but I got bad news for you. I can't defend you when you play that way. And as bad of a job as that coaching staff did, putting you in bad spots, you have to make better.
Can you hear the voice cracking?
Yeah, I can hear him cracking. I'm just cracking up listening to him talk to the guy like he's actually listening.
I know,
to
it's like he's standing there pointing his finger in his face. Do you suppose Drew's really listening to the radio
film
right
rooms
now?
Finding out why he got his ass spanked over the weekend.
Oh my God, he's talking to me.
Hey. The guy on the radio is talking to me. I must have really angered him. Hey, turn on the radio. I really need to know what Mike V thinks.
Decisions. You got to make plays. You want to be an all Big Ten quarterback.
But I
you
do, Mike
You want to be
v.
a big shot. You want to be an all American.
I want to be a Big Ten quarterback, Mike V. How do I do it?
I can't help you. You can't have the last three drives of that game beyond you with three turnovers. You can't. You can't throw a pick six. You can't throw a game-ending interception, and you can't fumble on your doorstep. You just can't do it. And you know what? It's time for Drew to step up in a big game. It's time for Drew to play the way he plays against Kent State and Indiana and Hawaii and Illinois, or I can't defend you anymore, Drew. Played real well against Notre Dame for 2.5 quarters last year. Held on for a victory. You played real well for a half against Michigan or for 3 quarters against Ohio State. It's time to play, Drew.
It's time to play, Drew.
It's time to play. Okay, Mr. Valenti, I'll play. Yeah. I'm sorry. Coach radio guy, I'm sorry.
Unbelievable.
What a clown, man. What a clown.
Make plays.
You're going to hear that. Here he is. Okay, you can hear his voice cracking, right?
Oh, I can hear him screaming like a lunatic.
Oh, you're not going to believe this. Okay, he really goes nuts here. He starts flipping out, losing his voice. The drama is ridiculous.
Okay.
And you're going to hear his co-host a couple of times even trying to help him. You got to calm down. You got to lose
He's like
voice.
James Brown's manager with his fur coat.
All right, here we go.
Michigan State sat there and choked on applesauce.
Choked on applesauce.
Choked on applesauce.
Wait a minute. Hold it. I'm sorry. I gotta go back and play that beginning
again.
Played
the choke
where he imitates the choke. Listen.
Michigan State sat sat there and choked on applesauce.
Here we go. I'm going to continue.
Sounds like you choked.
They choked. So, no, I'm not going to name names. But they absolutely choked.
Okay, hey. Time, let's
say, Shut up.
No.
Finished.
Let's take a time out. You're not going to be able to finish.
If
Mike,
you're losing your voice already. I was busy firing up my section.
I was the guy with the green and white painted shirt, and I had my shirt off, and I was waving it around, and none of you people would get up. I don't care if I lose my voice. I'm going to keep screaming without it.
Oh, and now all the people in their cars go, so he was the idiot standing up yelling, make plays! Make plays! Now I know who it is.
I did my job. I paid my $75, and I got a bunch of old asses off their feet into the air and got them cheering their ass off.
Okay.
I didn't joke. I showed up to play.
I just said I showed up to play.
I showed up so that I could cheer. I got drunk and I beat up two Notre Dame fans and I saw one of them was 14 years old. That little prick had a mouth on him. Boy, let me tell you. I kicked his little ass. I gave him a whooping like I made plays, damn it.
Buddy,
I'm not finished.
But we're 12 minutes
in. Don't want to hear
it. But you're about to lose your voice, Mike.
Just let me get done with this.
Okay, you're not going to be able to finish.
It doesn't matter.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
It doesn't matter anymore. I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore.
Oh, boy.
He needs help. He can't do it alone. And you know what I saw at the end of that game? I saw a kid that had an entire program on his back. And he had the other 22 guys who play begging him, telling him, look, we can't do anything. Help us. You know what? It's time for everybody else to step up.
Help
Drew
us.
Drew made a lot of bad decisions, a lot of bad plays. But I'll be damned if there are a lot of players in this country that can do it all by themselves. Don't get it twisted. He ain't Vince Young. Even Vince had help. I'm disgusted with the guys that strap on those uniforms. Make plays. You're at home, at night, third largest crowd in the history of that stadium, with a 37-21 lead. Make plays! Don't sit there and pucker! Make plays!
Don't sit there and pucker!
Eat your vegetables! Go to your room! Clean up your desk!
You don't sit there and turn to your quarterback and with a puppy dog look, and say, help
puppy
us.
Dog, look.
We don't know what we're doing out here. Help us. Make plays. Stand together as a team.
Your quarterback gets the call in from the head coach. Hey, we need you to make a play. Coach looks at everybody and says, make plays on two. Break.
Stand high.
Make plays. Make plays. Make plays.
I was making a play, but it was a football play, and it was, I don't know what was going on. I was playing defense, and somebody threw me the ball. I don't know what play I made.
And make plays.
Wait, stop. Before you go, hang on.
Drink
some of that water. Yeah.
No.
Hey, we're gonna have to get this guy some hot tea and honey.
I'm not fooling around.
I know you're not, but your voice is leaving, Mike. You don't realize it.
You know what? I've been begging for a day off. Good. Now let me.
I can play hurt.
I'm not fooling around,
right? I'm not. When I was at the stadium, these old people behind me kept yelling at me to sit down, and I said, no! No, I will not sit down! I'm here to make plays!
Let me finish. Just sit back, because I ain't fooling around. This weekend pissed me off.
Obviously.
They did it just right.
Let me get to the coaches, because it's 50% on them.
How about the good time you had with your dad this weekend?
Tom, I'm not screwing around. This is what I discussed with you. Shut up.
I'm not messing around, Tom. I'm not screwing around, buddy. I talked about this with you. We're going down! And everybody's going with us! Make plays! Look at me, Ma! Top of the world!
I'm disgusted with the guys that strap on those uniforms.
Oh, they're awful. They're disgusting. Look at them. They've got snot running down their faces. No one hasn't ironed his shirt all season! I'm disgusted with these guys!
That was despicable.
It was horrible.
Despicable.
Despicable.
Oh my God.
Despicable.
He's Daffy Duck all of a sudden.
One more here.
No, he's not done.
No, he's... Oh, like I said, it was 13 minutes of it altogether. All right, one more here. Here's he just keeps ranting.
Second of all, what the hell are you doing in the shotgun in a monsoon? You're asking Drew Stan to run the option in Hurricane Katrina. You're coming out five wide. Run the football. Third of all, and this is where I really get upset.
Oh, this is where he really gets upset, Tom. Stand back. Look out. Here he comes now.
Get Chris Schmeling out of town. He is the single worst defensive coordinator ever born into this world. This guy is absolutely atrocious. Hey, Schmeling, here's an idea.
Schmeling.
You got your secondary floating around on dinghies. Maybe
dinghies.
It's not a good idea to bring back-to-back zero blitzes. With no safety help.
It's just he's so out of control. This guy's on the radio. He's supposed to be a professional.
Well, actually, it's very entertaining radio. Are you kidding? I tune into this guy every Monday. Just to hear him rant because you know they're going to lose. I tune into him every Monday.
I can't wait to hear him after they play the Buckeyes.
Maybe. Let alone the fact your stupid-ass blitz packages never get home. Ever. You are the worst defensive coordinator ever. I would rather have HR Puffin stuff with Teddy Ruxpin as an assistant
Teddy
than
Ruxpin.
Have you in this booth one more week. You're atrocious. Take your wristbands and stick them. The same communication breakdowns that we have seen since you got here end up costing us another game. How about giving your kids safety help? In the middle of a monsoon. Don't leave him on an island. Sick of it.
He's sick of it.
I'm sick of dealing with this.
He's tired of it. I can't take it anymore. Watch, he's going to go out on the ledge.
I'm mad as hell. And I can't take it anymore.
Make plays. Make plays. Make plays.
Make plays.
Man.
I told you. That's good stuff right there now.
I did my part. I showed up at the stadium and I was ready to play. That's the best part.
But yeah, it's WXYT in Detroit. They have a website. I believe you can listen online. You can go look at pictures of him. Mike Valenti. He does 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. there.
Well, good for him, man, because that was a world-class rant.
Oof.
That was world-class.
I'm not fooling around. I'm going to put my helmet on. I'm going to go out there and show you how it's done. What do you mean, sit down? Shut up, lady. I'm here to make plays.
I'm absolutely furious.
Pay for your own coke, kid. God damn it, I'm trying to help the team.
You just can't do it.
Oh, my.
The bit's about he showed up at the
stadium. I paid my $75. I did my part.
I know.
I did my part.
I came ready to play.
I was there. I had my nipples painted in white and green, and I was ready to play.
All right, so there you go. That is the most epic radio rant of all time. I was just talking to Tom the other night about putting it in this week's episode, and he said that it's the most epic rant, and so we agree. We are in full agreement. Nobody's topped that, and I don't know that anybody's ever going to. I do have people ask me quite often if we ever talk about anything else besides football, and after I look at them like a beagle that just heard a whistle off in the distance, I tell you what, you get the NBC national weatherman to go on television and talk about pooping his pants in the White House, and hell yes, we're going to talk about that. That is still my favorite story of all time. I can't believe it. To this day, I can't believe it. Anyway, that's going to do it for this edition of the Retro Minicast. Remember to run on over to NFL Addiction on Facebook and join up. I do a weekly Q&A on Fridays. That's a lot of fun. You guys that are regular listeners can expect how that usually is going to go. People ask me real questions, and, well, I just do what I normally do. Anyway, go over to bangradiohour.com, hit that donation button, and please send us any emails and comments for the next episode, which will be a new show, number 327. We are recording it as I speak today. It'll be next Wednesday, July the 4th. We'd like to hear from you, man. We want to know what you think about the offseason, any preseason predictions, any other stupidity that you want to talk about. You want to play question for a character, that's fine with me. There's a lot of new people out there that are listening to us right now that have heard a lot of these characters on these minicasts. And hey, man, come on, play around. I'll be your Huckleberry. Follow us at Bang Radio Hour on Twitter. And, of course, find the Bang Radio Hour page on Facebook. And chin up, baby. Training camps are coming. They start soon. And before you know it, football is back. And I can't wait. Later. Ha 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 ha!
What's going on, peoples of UK? If you always get same boring meal deal, or your mouth water when microwave go ping, then you commit crimes against cooking. So thank goodness for Meerkat Meals. Dine out with 2-for-1 on food at your local favorites.
Like Garfunkel's and Frankie and Benny's.
All with the Meerkat app when you buy, so compare the market.
Ooh, lunch is ready.
I'll get my coat.
Qualifying purchase, 2-for-1 on equivalent starters, mains and desserts, a la carte only, Sunday to Thursday, T's and C's and exclusions apply.